But the science behind the soul, behind embodiment, behind putting the psyche to work through your body, through embodiment, what Jung called in his last masterpiece, Mysterium Connoctionis, Unio Corporalis, engaging the body, is essential to completing your individuation opus. If you just stay in your head, if you just stay in making a mental roadmap of your psyche, the unio mentalis, if you just get spiritually all inflated, which is unio spiritualis, all that is good stuff. But unless you put your body in the mix, unless the rubber hits the road, unless we walk the walk of individuation, it does not mean anything. It's diddly squat. It's all empty stuff. It's all smoke and no fire. So what I will present today is, where is the fire? Where does the rubber hit the road? How to align the body and the soul? And through this, I learned the wisdom of my Eastern healing tradition, of Ayurveda, of Kundalini Yoga, of Pranayama, of meditation and mindfulness, and looked at what serious research has been taking place in the West, and certainly in the East. There are 1.2 billion Indians, out of which 800 million Indians get their routine, ongoing medical care through Ayurvedic medical practitioners. The government of India has now made a rule that all new medical schools will be in equal proportion. So if they add an allopathic medical school, they have to add a corresponding Ayurvedic medical school. So today in India, there are as many medical schools as there are Ayurvedic medical schools. And I had the privilege to consult in both. So it's quite fascinating to mix and match. And many of these are on the same campus. There is a lot of cross-faculty collaboration. It's not uncommon in India for you to start your treatment in either allopathic or Ayurvedic medical matrix and then crisscross and optimize the treatment. So it's quite fascinating to see what happens. One of the people I consult with is the Anand Medical School, which is where we'll be going this time when we go to India, is Dr. Murthy, who is the world authority on psychiatric disorders in Ayurveda. He's written a very rare book, which I have, and I have maintained correspondence with him. So it's quite fascinating how in East, body is not considered to be separate from the soul, which is why I was confused initially. Body is considered to be an extension of the soul. That is why in Kundalini type of systems, body is considered to be a yantra, a sacred instrument to engage the soul. As a matter of fact, the number 13, which we have today, my room number as well as the day today, is a very sacred number in tantric yoga, not in Kundalini, but the left-sided Kundalini yoga and so forth, because it is 13th is a step to the 14th chakra. So it's quite a fascinating, we don't have time to discuss the numerology of the tantric yoga today, but it was amazing how this number symbolism is kind of in the air as we you are all, as Jungians, familiar with this particular image of Jung's famous dictum, vocatus aeternum, vocatus dues aderit, which, of course, in English means bidden or unbidden. The God of your understanding, the sacred, is present in the moment. Now, in my own understanding of neuroscience, of the psyche, our health, our physical health, our mental health, our recovery from addictions or depression, our relationships, the state of our complexes is directly proportional to the degree of connectivity that we have with the sacred in the moment. More connected we are, more healing zone we are in, more neuroplastic we are, more alive and pliable we are in terms of our psyche. More disconnected we are with it, of course, our psyche becomes dried, desiccated, rigid, fragile, and much more prone to all medical and psychiatric problems, addictive potentials, depression. There is neuroscientific changes, neurochemical changes in your system. Your blood becomes acidic rather than alkaline. You are in a what we call a sympathetic hyperadrenergic state, which basically means your blood has turned to be acidic, and it starts to erode your own bones, your own neuroplastic erosion of your immune system, and all that leads to chronic illnesses like fibromyalgia, cancer, diabetes, rheumatoid arthritis, ulcerative colitis, all the good stuff. Cancer is because of the chronic stress response, because the psyche has gotten disconnected from the source of sustenance, from a source of reassurance, which is your connection with the sacred. Now, if you turn it around, if you get connected to the sacred, of course, the whole neuroscientifically, we have found that the chemistry changes. It becomes more parasympathomimetic. There is shift to acetylcholine and oxytocin, the two master substances of your brain, because acetylcholine is crucial for what we call the greasing of your brain and your joints of your brain. Without choline, what happens to your brain? Anyone here in neuroscience? You get dementias. Yeah. Alzheimer's disease is nothing but a deficiency of choline, acetylcholine, which you have used up because of chronic stress response. And the other substance that you need if you are in relaxation zone is oxytocin, which is the attachment hormone. Tremendous research going on right now on oxytocin in attachment disorders. Dr. Ramakrishnan at UC San Diego, who's the neuroscientist who discovered the treatment of phantom limbs in veterans, and that particular research he's doing is on mirror neurons and oxytocin and how that is key in treatment of autism and relation and disorders.